Dr. King would roll around in his grave if he saw what some of our young people are doing, you know, are out here doing, and the way they dress and the way some of our young people act, man. I'm telling all the young people that's listening, you don't have to be like that. A lot of people have died, have given their life to just where you can have the right to vote, the right to go to any school you want to go to, the right to ride and sit anywhere on the bus. So now that you can get on the bus, you know, have respect for the senior citizens and have respect and carry yourself in a respectful way. You standing up on the bus and the old lady sitting there and she can see your underwear. It's the most disgusting thing. And the next march and the next protest we got to do, we got to do a protest on, let's get some decent and an order going on. You know what I mean? Let's get ourselves together. You know, because part of the problem and is nothing to justify what happened to Trayvon Martin. But there is a problem, man. We got to get ourselves together, man, because it's bad. And the way we carry ourselves and black on black crime and the murder rate and all these parents, they got to bury their sons and daughters every Saturday afternoon. It's ridiculous. And it's time to take a stand. It's time to put prayer back in school. It's time to get these kids back in Sunday school, because it's lawlessness. And just like I said before, the parents scatter the principal scatter the superintendent scatter the parents, and the doggone kids ain't scatter nobody. It's time to take back our community, man. I was honored to be there, and I look forward to going to the next big event, the big rally like that, and we all got to step up to the plate to try to make change, because we the ones that live in these communities. We the ones live in the hood and got to deal with this. So we got to get ourselves together before we go out here telling somebody else how to treat. We got to do that too, but we got to get ourselves together. Real talk. Talk to your kids, man, and every child that's listening, you ain't got to be like nobody else. Be yourself. Let them call you whatever name they want to. Let them call you lame or whatever. Be original and be yourself. You got a chance to become a doctor, an attorney, or something great. You can do it. And I just want to encourage all the young people this morning. You can be whatever it is that you want to be. Everybody ain't going to the NFL. Everybody ain't going to the NBA. Everybody ain't going to be a rapper. Everybody ain't going to be a model. And everybody ain't going to be a singer. But you have a 90% chance of being a doctor or a pediatrician or an attorney or a mechanical engineer. You have a 90% chance at that. But everybody out here with these rap CDs talking about you going to be the next, it ain't going to happen. There's only so many slots on the radio station. Only so many records going to get played, and it's so political. And I'm not trying to discourage you, but if you into art, do it for the love of the art. But get your education where you can have something to fall back on. Come on, folks. Real talk. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.